You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruryak. We have been talking about the concerns of air quality with the ongoing California wildfires. The rain, as you just heard, is going to help clear the skies. But in the meantime, there are ongoing questions. In a few minutes, Cap Radio reporter Sammy Kaola will join me with some of her reporting on this topic. Now on the phone with us is Lori Kobza, communications specialist at Sacramento Metropolitan Air Quality Management District. Hi, Lori. Thanks for making time for us today.
Hi, Beth. My pleasure.
Tell me about the situation in Sacramento and then expand it west to how the Bay Area is.
We are definitely seeing improvement here in Sacramento County and the Sacramento region. Downtown Sacramento is still, unfortunately, in unhealthy on the air quality index, but we are seeing dramatic improvement from what we had over the last several days.
Can you say that by the numbers? What do you call healthy, and what is Sacramento today?
Sure. Downtown Sacramento, the monitor that's down there, is currently reading a 157 on the AQI, which is in the unhealthy category. The Arden Arcade monitor is reading 124, which is in unhealthy for sensitive groups, which is the orange category. The other monitor that is in orange is Vacaville. It's at 112. And then the majority of the other monitors are in yellow,
I know,
which
you
is moderate.
Moderate. You don't really look upwards toward the Sierra so much, but there is a point at the elevation when the air clears. Do you have any information about that today?
No, it's been following a typical pattern, however. Once you start to get higher up, over 4,000 feet, the air quality has been much improved. So as people are heading up Interstate 80 or heading way up Highway 50, up into the Lake Tahoe area or up into Truckee and Tahoe City, that type of thing, the smoke has been much lower than it has been down here in the valley.
The conversation today has been that when this rain comes in, even though there might be a bit of initial smoke from rain on the fire, essentially the air clears much more. So will you add your perspective to that?
Yes, we'll be having updated information on that in the next hour or so, but I can tell you that when we do start to have rain, it will reduce the smoke in the Sacramento Valley. So all of the sites in the Sacramento Valley and the Sacramento region will start to see improvement once that rain hits. I would like to caution, however, that the rain might be sporadic. I'm not sure about the consistency in every part of the Sacramento region. So there still could be lingering smoke in spots that have not had substantial rain.
Lori, how accurate are our senses in terms of gauging unhealthy air? By what we see, by what we smell, maybe by what we feel or taste in terms of the air?
I think when it comes to how sensitive a person is going to vary from person to person. We always say that if you see or smell smoke, especially smell it, that you need to take steps to protect yourself and go indoors. The reason the smelling is so important is because it's the fine particulate matter 2.5 microns or less, that we are most concerned with. And that fine particulate matter is microscopic. And by being microscopic, it's invisible. You cannot see it. And it is so fine that it can not only get into the lungs, but it can also get into your bloodstream. That's the biggest concern, is once those little particles get into the bloodstream, what they might do throughout the rest of the body, including cardiac conditions. So you see, you smell smoke. We always recommend that people go indoors. And that's important at any time during the year, Beth. It isn't just right now when people are very concerned, and rightly so, about the wildfire smoke impacts. But here in Sacramento County, we are very concerned with wood smoke on a fall-winter basis that comes from wood-burning fireplaces and wood stoves. I've said before, smoke is smoke. It does not, you know, particulate matter is particulate matter. And that's why we have a no-burn program in Sacramento County called Check Before You Burn. And I can say that for the last several days, as well as today, we are in stage two, all burning prohibited. For anyone in Sacramento County who wants to use a wood-burning fireplace or wood stove, the answer is no. It's prohibited because there's enough pollution in the air already.
And just to let everyone know, those spare the air alerts kick in above 127, since we're talking about numbers, correct?
Actually, the Spare the Air program for the Sacramento region is only during the summer. So a Spare the Air alert for Sacramento region is related to ground level ozone or smog, then that program runs from May through October. Once we get into the fall and winter season and we're talking about particulate matter, for Sacramento County, it's Check Before You Burn. Yolo Solano has a Don't Light Tonight program. The Bay Area has what they call Spare the Air Tonight, but that's the Bay Area, although we're all concerned with the same thing, wood-burning fireplaces and wood stoves.
Right. So this morning, I wrote myself a Post-it note to change my air filters. We've all been cautious about this over the last 2 weeks, and even though changing filters might not happen on a monthly basis, how important is it right now to make sure that we change some of what's been going on filtering in our homes over the last 2 weeks?
I would strongly encourage everyone listening to replace the filter in their homes. And you will be surprised at how much particulate matter and gunk, if I can use that technical term, is going to be attached to that filter. We have seen reports of people who had just put in a new filter like 2 weeks ago, and they've now removed it, and it was white, and now it's completely black. So it's doing it. You know, they're doing their job. They're filtering out the particulate matter so it doesn't get into the home. So with the wildfire smoke and the severity that we have witnessed in the Sacramento region, always err on the side of caution is my motto, and I think that people should just go on to their local hardware store or home improvement store and get a new filter and put it in.
And while they're at it, one last note about monitoring air quality in your own home. There are a lot of options to do that.
There are. There are an awful lot of options. And we don't promote one or the other. There are many particulate matter monitors that exist out there. And one of the things that has been really quite fascinating for us is the South Coast Air Quality Management District actually has a research lab. And they will test these low-cost air quality sensors, and they put that information up on their website. So if anyone listening is interested in seeing the variety of low-cost sensors that exist out there and wanting to have information on how they've been evaluated and what they actually do reduce within the home, I encourage you to go to the South Coast Air Quality Management District website and check that out. And specifically, it's www.aq-spec.org. And our partners down at the South Coast Air District have been doing a phenomenal job researching these for several years now.
All right, Lori, that was a perfect segue to Sammy Kaola, our healthcare reporter who's standing by. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Thanks for your information today. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Oh, it's always great talking to you too, Beth. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
You too. That's Lori Cobza, the communications specialist at Sac Metro Air Quality Management District. Sammy Kaola is in the studio. You just heard all of Lori's information. She mentioned one of the many groups that you've been talking to in the last couple days.
Oh, so she just mentioned the South Coast Air Quality Management District, and I found their little assessment of these monitors that you can use in your home to figure out what your air quality is inside. And so if you need that link that she mentioned, it's actually in my story, which is at capradio.org/wildfire.
All right. Talk more about the experts that you spoke to about air quality and its effect on us both short-term and long-term.
Yeah, so I've been trying to speak to as many people as I can because there are a lot of different opinions about sort of how this is affecting our health and how this will affect us in the long run. So I spoke to the California Air Resources Board. I spoke to a physician from UCSF, a pulmonologist from UC Davis. I spoke to the UC Davis Air Quality Research Center, and I also spoke to Sacramento County Public Health.
Wow. How wide-ranging was their advice?
Well, everybody has the same basic recommendation, which is stay inside by all means if you can. If you don't need to be outside, don't be. If you need to be outside, if you work outside, or if you, just have to be walking a lot, then they're advising the N95 mask. That's essentially the only mask that will protect you from this air.
I think we've become heightened in our education about masks lately and about air filters, too. There's a particular filter that's important.
Right. That is the HEPA filter. That means high efficiency particulate air. There are a couple different varieties that you can buy. You just want to make sure it has that HEPA certification.
Okay. Short-term health impacts of wildfire smoke. I think a lot of people have experienced even a mild headache for one symptom.
Yeah. Our producer, Cody Drabble, was just complaining to me about his headache. You're probably hearing that a lot. You're maybe experiencing it yourself. Headaches, runny noses, itchy throats, coughing, chest pain, and also just fatigue. Those are some of the big ones.
All right. The short-term effect, any deeper in our bodies?
So for people that have a pre-existing condition like asthma, heart disease, or COPD, as Lori was describing, these are very small particles. They can get into the bloodstream and cause inflammation. If you're a healthy person, the inflammation will be bothersome, but it will go away. If you're someone who already has a respiratory issue, this could be hitting you pretty hard. And so I talked to Dr. John Balms. He's from he's a board member, California Air Resources Board. And he says the folks that are outside in this smoke all day who already had a respiratory problem, they could see maybe a permanent worsening of these conditions. But for most people, you're going to be fine after the smoke clears out.
Mild irritation that most of us experience will be gone and we will be fine. You know, fires are episodic events, and so there's not chronic exposure. So we don't know if, you know, 2 weeks of exposure to this level of air pollution from wildfires is going to affect the lungs, but I would say it's very doubtful. In terms of cancer, I would say that none of the public that's exposed to this fire will get lung cancer because of this fire.
So basically what he's saying is this is not like some other countries where pollution is a year-round issue from factory smoke and diesel fumes where it's heavy, bad air all year, year after year. That, we know, causes major respiratory problems on a population level, causes birth complications. But just, you know, 10, 15 days of bad air here in California once a year probably will not have that effect.
You found that physicians at Sutter Health and UC Davis Health were not reporting a spike in people coming to the ER. However, this one group of people that everybody seems to be concerned about is the youngest, the kids. So let's talk about the concerns with children.
Yeah, children are a little different because their airways are much smaller and they breathe much faster. So they're sort of getting more of this stuff more quickly. And because they're young now and they have decades and decades to live,
right.
They're going to get more of this in the long run. I talked to Dr. Gina Solomon. She's a professor at UCSF, and she used to oversee a pediatric environmental health specialty unit there. And she says she's worried about them.
Kids also, in some cases, can be primed to asthma. Particles that create an inflammatory effect can interact with common allergens in the air and make people develop new allergies that they didn't previously experience. This has been well described with particles like diesel exhaust, but can also happen with other kinds of particles in the air. Kids have a much longer lifetime ahead of them, and their risk of lung cancer over the long term with exposure to particulate matter over and over again becomes a concern.
So she actually cited for me an interesting study that compared children who grew up in Los Angeles when the pollution was very, very bad to children who grew up in Los Angeles a little bit later when the pollution was a little lighter. And the children who grew up in the dirtier air, their lungs did not develop as fully. They had weaker lung function as adults than did the children who grew up in the cleaner air.
Well, I do notice that a number of the experts said, I don't know, or we don't know, or there are things we don't know, which means there's more study needed.
Absolutely. So, you know, that year-round kind of diesel pollution that we talk about, we've got lots of data on that. That's been around for a long time, and people are in it year-round. But wildfire smoke, you know, these longer seasons are still somewhat new to California. So we don't necessarily know what that's going to look like 20, 30 years from now. At UC Davis, they are starting to do that work. They have actually ashes from last year's Santa Rosa wildfires, and they're testing that ash to see what's in it, whether they're, you know, burnt plastics or pesticides from farmland that burned. And they're also analyzing the blood, hair, and breast milk of women who were pregnant during that wildfire to see if it is affecting their children.
Well, I'll go back to something you said at the beginning, and that is that all the experts had the same basic advice to stay inside if you can. And thankfully, the rain is on its way.
Yes, it should all be over soon.
Thank you, Sammy. That is CAP Radio's healthcare reporter, Sammy Cayola. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Thanks, Beth.
This is Insight on CAP Radio.